Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It is Trina Mara and Paddy O'Brien is on the line from locoscooters.ie. I am dying to talk to you, Paddy, because everywhere we look these days, there are electric bikes and scooters. They've become so popular, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing a huge takeoff in sales, especially in advance of Christmas, and with Black Friday just finished, we've been extremely busy. But yeah, like you, everywhere we go, we see electric scooters and e-bikes, and it's kind of the way of the future, I think.
Yeah. Because obviously, you know, it's quicker to get around on them, but then you don't have the expense that you have and getting stuck in traffic as well, you know, when you're in a car.
Obviously, yeah.
I have a load of questions for you, for anybody who's thinking about it. They've seen them around and they're thinking this could be a good option. First of all, can you get them in different sizes? Because I've seen a lot of them that are quite low to the ground, and some grown men who are 6 footers might look like they've stolen a kid's bike or something if they go on one of them.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's kind of something for everybody. There's a wide range of electric scooters available. Most of what you'll see on the street is typically very standard with like 8.5 or 10 inch wheels. So yeah, you're quite low to the ground. The centre of gravity is relatively low on them. Some of them are probably geared more towards kids, and quite likely that what you've seen is people on scooters that aren't perfectly suited to them. A lot of thought has to go into selecting the right scooter for okay. The person and for the individual, yeah.
Do you do the bikes as well, Paddy?
Yeah, we have a range of 4 or 5 different electric bikes which sell quite well. Obviously, too, they're subject to the Cycle to Work scheme, so I see a lot of people submitting applications for that scheme.
With the Bike to Work scheme, what does that mean?
So the Cycle to Work scheme is an incentive to get people active and cycling their bikes to work, and how it works basically is that their employer pays for the bike up front out of the employee's pre-tax income. So depending on the tax bracket that employee works in, they can save up to 50% on the cost of the bike, and they repay the employer in agreed installments over a period of up to 12 months, so they don't have to pay for it all up front. So they get it, can effectively get it 50% off and pay in 12 installments, so they might not feel the pain or the pinch of the repayments at all.
And I guess when you're buying something like this, I mean, it's probably cheaper than to be getting public transport.
Yeah, like we've done quite an in-depth analysis on the costs associated with recharging an electric scooter, and if we start like with a middle of the road electric scooter with a kind of an average size battery, it tends to cost about 11 cents to recharge one fully. And you're looking at like, you probably get about 30 kilometers out of that charge. So I'm in Blanchardstown right now. I could go from here to the north bank of the Liffey, the North Keys, and back, and then back in for about 11 cents.
And is it the same for the bikes then, Paddy, as well? Do you get quite a good distance from them?
Yeah,
from the charge?
The beauty of the bikes is that when the charge runs out, it's a bicycle and you can just pedal it and cycle as though it weren't an electric bike. Yeah, they tend to have a slightly higher range because you're doing some of the work with the pedaling, and it's a pedal assist device rather than a totally mechanically propelled device.
And they're not like, you know, with the electric cars, the way you have to have like a station to charge up. They're literally just, you plug it in at the wall like your phone charger.
Yeah, plugs into a 13 amp domestic socket with a 3-pin plug, and that's it. Yeah, you can, going back to that average scooter I spoke about a second ago, you charge that in 5 hours.
You go into work on your scooter or your bike, you charge it up there, and it's all ready for when you're coming home. So you could be working in
exactly.
The middle of Dublin city centre going out to Blanchardstown. That's incredible, isn't it?
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal, yeah. And it's definitely the way things are going to go in the next few years as people kind of switch from the car to a more sustainable form of public transport.
Mm-hmm. Are they sturdy enough though, Paddy, for an adult's weight? Like, is there a weight limit on them?
It's all about how much money you spend. And quite like anything else, you can get them pretty cheaply, and the answer would be no in relation to sturdiness, and especially with the weight. Like, you need, like, what we advise people, and sometimes people might think it could be disingenuous as we sell them, you know, but what we advise people in good faith is that you should, whether you buy them from us or anyone else, you need to spend about 400 quid upwards. And like 300, 350 is quite a bit of money depending on your budget, but an electric scooter, you don't get any quality for that price. So you need to look at about 400 quid up. And that would be something that's made to an internationally acceptable standard. Like, most of the scooters that we would sell, like Segways and Xiaomis and stuff like that, are made to satisfy the standards set by the German regulators, because they're typically the most strict of the European regulators. And once everything satisfies them, everybody else will be happy also.
No, I think it's definitely kind of an investment, isn't it, to get the best one that you can. Do you need to have tax and insurance or anything like that?
Yeah, so the tax and insurance situation is something that has been in the public domain quite recently. So the government has recently approved the new road traffic bill, which legislates for electric scooters and e-bikes. Up until now, they haven't been legal for use in public, but new legislation will allow for their use. So they'll be regulated the same same as push bicycles. No need for a tax, no need for a license, no need for insurance.
But obviously, I guess, to get the helmet and the lights and all the normal kind of stuff that you'd have if you were on a regular push bike.
Sure. And something that we don't see in the new legislation is the requirement for the user to wear a helmet. But we think that, like, it's our point of view that anybody who's on a bicycle or on an electric scooter or something like that, in any situation, should have a helmet on, because we always say to people in the shop like that, if you crash, we can fix your scooter, we can replace it for you. Mm. But you only get one head and you have to protect it. So yeah, recommended that you wear a helmet, but yeah, it's not going to be required by the new regs.
Oh, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, you should definitely get a helmet. Can I ask you, can you fold them up or anything?
Most would be foldable. What you're seeing and what you're used to whizzing past you on the street are typically all foldable. Most of them would be somewhere between, the lower range is between about 12 and a half and 20 kilos, and then you've got some kind of much heavier ones, 30 to 40 kg, but they're typically all foldable. And they lock in the folding position or the folded position, and you can just throw them in the boot of the car, carry them up the stairs or whatever it is you're up to.
You obviously just get it. Is it a normal kind of a lock that you'd get for normal bikes or whatever?
Yeah. Locking them is much the same as a bicycle use. We would recommend a combination of reinforced steel D-lock and a cable lock. So you'd put the D-lock around some fixed point on the scooter, and then you'd lock it via that with a pole or something like that.
Okay. And, you know, obviously, if you have a car, you have to put it in for a service. Do you need to do that when it comes to e-bikes and e-scooters?
Of course, yeah. It's the same as your bicycle. It needs to be serviced at regular intervals. Obviously, it's going to need to be fixed if it breaks or if something is not performing to the spec that it's supposed to be at. Like if your brakes aren't actuating the same as they did when you first got it or your tyres are a bit bald. But aside from that, routine preventative maintenance. The user will usually be a pretty good judge of when it needs to happen, but at least every 12 months.
Overcharging it is kind of a no-no, I guess, because I think a lot of people do that, don't they? With any kind of device, they charge too much.
With most electric scooters, the charger, not to get too deep into it, but your battery's got a battery management system which tells the charger and tells the scooter what's going on. So you can plug it in, you can walk away, you can leave it, and as soon as it's full, the battery management system kicks the charger out. So no overcharging takes place. So those typically have overcharge, surge, and thermal heat protection, so they'll kick the charger out if they detect that the battery's full or if something's wrong.
And I know obviously you're selling these, Paddy, but do you think that there's a good age to kind of start at? It wouldn't probably be something you'd recommend for younger children, or would it be?
For the most part, the manufacturers, like the huge global ones, are Xiaomi and Segway, and they're recommending on the packaging of their scooters that they're for use for people from 14 up to 60. And there are, Segway themselves make much smaller and more tame versions of electric scooters, which are specifically marketed to 8 to 10 year olds. And those are like very much the same kind of standard as the usual kick scooters that you see kids on. They don't go any faster. It's a novelty, you know, that they're electrified and you can control them with the use of a thumb throttle. But aside from that, they don't go any faster and are probably no more dangerous than a kick scooter. But that would be very much something for a parent to determine whether or not a child is able for something like that, you know. Some are and some aren't. But I think in terms of the sort of scooters that you're used to seeing on the street, they're typically suitable for mid-teens upwards.
There's a whole community that I didn't realise around this as well, Paddy, isn't there?
100%. And what we see is higher adoption rates among foreign nationals, like people that come from Brazil and Spain and countries where like they've had these things back since 2017. And for them, it's very normal to be using them to get everywhere. And yeah, they've come to learn and love the convenience of them. And yeah, we hope to see Irish people follow closely behind them.
You've travelled the world, Paddy. You've seen it elsewhere. That's kind of where the idea came from, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Myself and my business partner, Jason, have both lived internationally in recent years. Jason's lived in Amsterdam and San Francisco, and I've been travelling through Australia and lived in Melbourne for a short while. So we've both seen their use and seen the benefits that they can have for people's day-to-day lives. And yeah, at the start of, not the start, but like last May or June, we went over and back between each other with the idea to set up an electric scooter company. And Jason moved back from San Francisco, I moved back from Melbourne, and we've been on the up since June 2020, and things are going great at the moment.
Imagine being on the up in the middle of a global pandemic. It's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we found the right market at the right time, in the sense that we saw a huge increase in demand for electric scooters in the summer of 2020 as people didn't want to use public transport to get around. They were keen to, you know, to mind themselves and keep themselves away from any unnecessary risk. And a lot of people had way more time on their hands. It was the summertime, the sun was shining, the weather was nice, and people were working from home, so they had those few extra hours off during the day where they could just head out and have a bit of crack on their scooter. So that was a good time.
Just even being able to get to work, say if you don't work too far away from where you live, but there might not be a bus route and it's a bit too far to walk, you jump on your scooter or your e-bike and you're there in no time. So finally, Paddy, on average, can you give us a rough guide of kind of what people might expect to pay for both an e-scooter or an e-bike? Or is that like asking how long's a piece of string?
It's more defined in relation to the scooters. So you should really be looking at an entry-level price of about €400. I would, for a scooter that would suit someone like me, I'm about 6 foot and I weigh 85 or 86 kgs given the day of the week. And for me, I'd be spending something like €850. Electric bikes, on the other hand, are far more wide-ranging in price. You're going to have to expect to pay about £1,000 plus for an e-bike.
Yeah.
You could pay anything for one, though, up into the many thousands.
Well, all the details are up there on your website. It is locoscooters.ie. So loco as in locomotion, isn't that right?
Well, locomotion is a word that's defined as the ability of something to propel itself from one place to the next. So we shortened that and we got loco. We get a lot of Spanish-speaking natives who think we mean crazy. Maybe we do sometimes, but yeah.
Or else you're a massive Kylie Minogue fan, one or the other.
Yeah.
Lovely. Listen, Paddy, thanks so much for all that info today and a continued success. Great idea, locoscooters.ie. It's something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.